Morning Vietnam, that's right. You and I remember that too. You know, we're careful, we're aging ourselves. Same way when we say Judy Collins, people today say, who's she? How sad.
No, they don't say that.
They do. I've heard young people not know that. They should. All right, this is a time set for the Senate Committee on the Judiciary to meet. Good morning. We have one bill today, and we're going to start by establishing a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Jackson.
Aye.
Here. Jackson here. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock here. Anderson. Hertzberg. Hertzberg here. Monning. Stern. Wojcicki.
Here.
Wojcicki here.
Yeah. So we have one bill to be heard. The rules here are that we allow two main witnesses, 2 minutes each for support, and similarly, two main witnesses, 2 minutes each in opposition. And we will begin. This is file item number one, SB 174, by Senator Lara. And I'd like to just make an opening comment. We have a short amount of time today. I want to make sure we focus on the issue that is presented by this bill, or the issues. There are two of them. And if we would focus, please. As a constitutional legal matter, can the current law, which as written precludes non-citizens, both documented and undocumented, from being appointed to quote-unquote civil office, can that be sustained as a constitutional matter? And two, as a policy matter, what are the benefits and are there any drawbacks to authorizing the appointment of exceptional, highly qualified non-citizens, both documented and undocumented, to serve the public on boards and commissions? Those are the two issues before us, I believe, here today. We'll focus on those before session. Senator Lara, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. SB 174 would allow all California residents, including undocumented immigrants, to be appointed to serve on boards and commissions. We make the best policy when we hear the voices of all Californians, regardless of where people are born or what they look like. And in a state where one in six families in California are mixed status families, we are omitting a large portion of our population the ability and precluding them from serving on boards and commissions. As we know, serving on boards and commissions is not employment, regardless of what people say and feel. We're not talking about giving people jobs. This is an opportunity for them to serve on boards and commissions. And this bill does not allow those who cannot work, who do not have work authorization, to be employed by the state. That is completely false, again. There are strict requirements to serve on boards and commissions, and people are still going to have to meet those requirements. And so we want to make sure that all qualified Californians who have worked hard and are experts in their fields should be given an opportunity to serve the state in this way, regardless of their immigration status. With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Lara. Witnesses in support, 2 minutes each, please.
Good morning. My name is Rosa Barrientos, and I'm from CHERLA and the California Dream Network, and we're in strong support. When in 2010, I found out I was undocumented, and the director of a program told me that unless the DREAM Act were to pass the following week, there was no room for me in his program. And it was in that moment that I realized that I had to change policy in California and the entire United States in order to avoid future undocumented youth to go through that same thing of someone telling them, there's no room for you in my program because of your legal status. And since then, I've majored in government, and I've interned in Washington, D.C. I've walked the halls of Congress. I've walked the halls of this Capitol. I know the Capitol like the back of my hand, and I want that opportunity, and I know other youth like myself and other folks who are undocumented want the opportunity to be appointed, to be in the position where we're able to show our experiences and we're able to show that we're qualified and know what our communities need. You know, we have such unique experiences, those experiences of being denied an opportunity to go to college, or we know everything that we need from our community, and being appointed in a commission, being appointed to represent our communities is what we need and is that extra step. And I believe that California, in passing SB 174, just does that, because I keep telling you that our experiences are so unique. We keep being denied of these opportunities, and it's because we know what it's like for someone to tell us no. We want to open the doors for all the future generations of California, not just of those who are undocumented, but the people who come from a low community, who are constantly just being denied that opportunity. So I ask for you to vote in favor of SB 174 for those reasons. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other witnesses in support? No other witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition? And let's, if you would, we're going to give them a chance to go ahead and take a seat. You have 2 minutes, sir.
Hi, my name is Greg Suska. I'm representing American Children First. I am strongly opposed to SB 174. This is a bill that is circumventing our federal authority, whose responsibility is to decide who comes into our country. To authorize people who are not here legally to boards and commissions is an outrage. Our legislation is, and people in power, who the people, citizens, elect, have a responsibility to the citizens first. And one of the responsibilities is to see that we are safe. Now, one of the ways we can be safe is that you assimilate these people who come here, who you call Californians now, but they're basically undocumented, illegal aliens. And the federal government law is clear. This is making me unsafe. You need to make me safe by vetting these people, by understanding where they come from, how is their past affecting their future? We don't know their past, so how can we give them a future? I don't want a rapist or somebody from MS-13 or a thief or a murderer or somebody who's basically unvetted in any kind of power in my country. This is outrageous. Your first job is to protect the citizens. You can only do that by vetting undocumented people, and they need to be citizens if they want a position. You have someone on Huntington Park's Board of Health and Park Commission right now who's undocumented, Mr. Medina. Now, that man needs to be deported. And when I make a phone call to ICE and let them know where he lives, they will deport him.
Thank you, sir. That's your 2 minutes. Thank you very much. Very briefly, I'll give you 10 seconds.
Okay. This bill is unsafe, and it opens citizens to be unsafe because even Mr. Medina or Julia Alturia, who are undocumented and hold positions, we don't know anything about them.
Thank you. Thank you. Next. Thank you, sir. That's enough. Thank you. You've made your point. You've made your point. Sir, you've made your point. Next witness, 2 minutes, please.
Yes, my name is Raul Rodriguez, Jr., and I'm the California Coordinator for America First Latinos, and I would like to start by saying SB 174 violates federal immigration law on employing aliens, specifically 8 U.S. Code Section 1324A, as well as Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, codified under 8 U.S.C. Section 1101 under the IRCA, employers may hire only persons who may legally work in the U.S. In other words, citizens, nationals of the U.S., and aliens authorized to work in the U.S. Furthermore, within Title 8 of the U.S. Code, Section 1323A, B, and 2 states, quote, it is unlawful for a person or other entities after hiring any alien for employment to continue to employ the alien in the United States knowing the alien is and or has become an unauthorized alien within respect to such employment. Senator Lara has introduced this bill in direct conflict with federal law passed by Congress. In doing so, if passed and signed by the governor, it will no doubt be the subject of yet another federal lawsuit by the Department of Justice and Jeff Sessions for violating current federal laws, this time regarding the employment of unauthorized aliens. However, well-mentioned SB 174 is supposed to be for the employment of immigrants that have come to the United States. Let us not forget that we have U.S. citizens of many ethnic backgrounds who are unemployed.
Excuse me, sir.
In particular, I just have two more
sentences. Very quickly, please. You've gone well over your time.
Thank you very much. Our veterans and that illegal aliens who are not going through the naturalization process have no allegiance to our country or laws or our flag.
As such, they have no business taking part in missions. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You've made your point. Are there any other witnesses here in opposition? If you'd please stand, come forward. Excuse me, sir.
Abuse of power under the power of the law.
Other witnesses, please. Name an affiliation, if you would. Name an affiliation, sir.
Okay. Robert Loughton, we, the People Rising, I'm in opposition to SB 174.
Thank you, sir. Next witness, please.
My name is Keith. I oppose 174.
Thank you. Any other witnesses?
Robin Fitston, the Remembering Project. I urge a no vote.
Thank you. Other witnesses?
I apologize. I missed the window, but I'm in strong support of Central American Resource Center of California in strong support of the measure.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support or opposition? All right, let's bring it back to the dais. I do want to say that this is not a bill about employment. That's the first thing. This is a bill about appointments to boards and commissions. And if we could please focus on the issues at hand. We are not talking about allowing people who would otherwise not be qualified, i.e. people with criminal records, like Mr. Manafort or Mr. Cohen, to be on these boards and commissions. We are talking about people who are well qualified to hold positions. To be on the position, to be appointed to these committees. So let's not smear immigrants in this country. Not all or many or even most immigrants in this country are criminals. We have plenty of homegrown people who find themselves in criminal conduct. We don't judge people on that basis. We look to whether or not they have the qualifications for the position. So with that, we'll start with Senator Monning, followed by Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a single question for the author, or maybe a couple of questions. But would candidates for these appointments in some cases be people that are employed in the state of California?
No, this is... We refer to federal law mm-hmm. under this, and so if the immigrant has a work permit under DACA, they would be able to get paid, and if they do not, they would not be able to qualify for the position.
But in that category of somebody with a work permit?
Yes.
Are taxes withheld from their paychecks?
Yes.
Do taxes go to the federal government of the United States?
Absolutely.
Do taxes go to the state of California?
Yes.
Was our country... formed in part on a theory of taxation without representation? Does this bill seek to
leading
offer
objection,
that voice?
Leading the witness.
Does this bill offer that voice to working parents?
I believe so, absolutely.
Parents of citizen children in our schools?
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
Indeed. Thank you, Council. Senator Hertzberg.
Well, Senator Monning put on the lawyer hat. I'm going to put on the history professor hat. What strikes me about this measure, it's informed by the history of this country. And what I mean is, at the turn of the last century, there was a real movement to begin to empower people. Early 1900s, we saw the initiative of the referendum and reform. Won't be very long. And then we saw in the early 20s this advent of creation of commissions all across the country. And quite frankly, you had Chicago and Boston and New York and Los Angeles, 1925, where citizens advised government in order to create a further outreach. This was part of a larger reform movement. Those reform movements, when you go back and study it, were led by Italians and Jews and Polish people and Slavs and all sorts of folks who wanted voice in government without regard to citizenship. That is the history of this country, where there were large communities of immigrants that had come through Ellis Islands, as my grandfather did, and others, who advised this country to be parts of a community. That is our tradition. That is what has happened. And if you look at the law in every one of these jurisdictions, every one of these commissions do not have a legal authority. At the end of the day, they're advisories to city councils, to boards of supervisors, and the like. The ultimate authority, as invested by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, is to those local subdivisions of government and their advisory bodies. And so the bottom line is that the entire, all you're doing, quite frankly, is clarifying what was always the history. And when you use the term immigrants, at that time, it was people from Russia, and it was Jews, and it was Italians, and it was Irish, and it was everybody else who at the time were immigrants who didn't have immigration status, who sought voice in government. I don't have any questions in that regard. I just thought to give some historical context, given all that irrelevant history I studied.
Thank you, history professor Hertzberg. Senator Wieckowski, followed by Senator Stern.
I authored a bill a couple of years ago about legal residents serving on juries. And it went to the governor, passed both houses. And the idea was that we should be judged by a jury of our peers. And our peers include legal residents who are here, not just citizens. You've talked about qualifications, meeting the minimum qualification to be on this recreation board or arts board or whatever it is. But isn't it more than that, that you, if one in six families are made up of mixed status, isn't part of this advisement that we're going to be giving to these city councils and stuff a reflection of the community that we have? Isn't it more than just mere qualifications, but it's the input of their ideas about art and right. Recreation?
It's absolutely about that. You know, we want to make sure that not only do they have to meet the qualifications, but we're opening government to our real population. We're opening government to all Californians that should have that pay taxes in our state, pay taxes to our federal government, get nothing in return, but give them the ability to be able to have a voice in their government, have a voice in their state, and us as elected officials have a more diverse and a more comprehensive view of what is happening and what the needs are for our state. And a different perspective that we currently, some of us pretend does not exist. Some of us pretend that they, you know, or believe that they should not have a voice. But we know we're better here in California. We've always fought to be more inclusive, and this is one way we can continue to do so.
Thank you. Senator Stern, followed by Senator Moorlach, and we are needing to head to the floor.
Very quick point. Thank you, Madam Chair. 5 minutes. Setting aside the morality of this issue and my discomfort with trying to impugn a young woman from Churla up here today to say that she might not have been properly vetted or might be a rapist or a criminal, setting aside how offensive that is, I did want to raise the importance of this measure, and the reason I'll be supporting it today is really to deal with the lack of legal clarity and the fact that Government Code 1020 actually might not be constitutional under the Equal Protection Clause right now. So I appreciate you bringing this measure forward, because distinguishing based on residency status, citizenship status, the Supreme Court has already ruled. I appreciate the analysis on Sugarman v. Dougal. You know, there's a cloud over our law right now, so bringing that legal clarity I do appreciate, and I'll be supporting the measure today. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Senator Stern. Senator Moorlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just speaking maybe from the emotional side of this, where it kind of gets a lot of people charged up, just by way of personal history,
My folks applied for application to immigrate to the United States from the Netherlands, had to go through a process, had to get a sponsor, and we came through New York City and then took the train to California, where two of my uncles resided. So we were here. My mother wasn't quite so sure about being here, wanting to go back home, and so she didn't get citizenship until after I turned 18. So I went to Long Beach State as an immigrant, a non-citizen, even had to be brought in to test my language skills, et cetera. It was kind of an interesting meeting because I'd pretty much grown up here in this country. But I say that because I did seek my citizenship right after college. I had to wait, and then I went to the Amundsen Theater to be sworn in as a citizen. It was a big deal. It was, you know, so not to make light of a phrase, but I worked hard for my citizenship, and I would have not thought that I could be civically involved in committees or elected or anywhere without having my citizenship. And so I'm struggling with that component of it all, and so that's why I'm uncomfortable with where we're going, because it sets off emotions for a lot of people, and I just bring that up as a point of reference. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, much appreciated. And I think everyone in this room is an immigrant. Some of us came in the early 1900s. Our families came to escape the terror of the pogroms in Russia, the potato famine in Ireland. All sorts of things brought people to this country. I'm struck by the fact, Senator Moorlach, that you came and went through the process of citizenship. That process today has become so difficult that so many people who really wish to become citizens find they have to wait years and years to go through a process. So it would certainly be helpful, I think, if we were more accommodating to people who come to this country seeking that citizenship. But nonetheless, people come to this country, they come to California for the same reasons we're all here. They want a better life. They want a life for themselves and their children, like your parents did coming to this country. And I find it so unpleasant when we start vilifying these people. Criminals are criminals, and criminals come in all shapes and sizes. And as I mentioned, we grow our own right here in this country. We don't vet them when they're born here. We don't vet them when their parents have been here and generations of people, whether they were here 10 years ago or 100 years ago. We look at people and give them the opportunity to be the best that they can be and to contribute, as Senator Hertzberg has so eloquently mentioned, that providing opportunity and expertise to our communities to make them better. And I think that's what this bill recognizes and attempts to do. I appreciate that this is not about employment. Specifically, this bill doesn't include that issue. But it does say that if people want to share their expertise, that they should be able to apply and be considered the same way as anyone else. And for that reason, I support this bill and will accept that motion by Senator Witkowski. If you would like to close, Senator Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. I appreciate the discussion, and I really appreciate Senator Moorlach's story. Again, you know, those were different times, and I'll tell you, I share with you in that joy seeing both my parents go through the citizenship ceremony is a day we will never forget. And like you, my mom also felt she was going to go back, and you know, never did. And so, you know, you will not find two more American, proud Americans who have never missed an election since they became citizens than my two parents. And so I appreciate that story, and with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, the motion is do pass that the assembly amendments be concurred in. That is the motion. Please call the roll.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Moorlach? Moorlach, no. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Manning?
Aye.
Manning, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye.
All right, 5-2, that bill is out, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members.